Welcome back to another episode of Sadao Against Vow. Today is day 15 of our 16-day campaign to end violence against women. I am Therese Salas, the EVP of Sadao Youth, and I have with me today my co-officer and a fellow advocate.
Hey, it's Alex, the secretary of Sadao Youth.
Hi, I'm Kiara.
So, I cannot believe that this is the second to the last episode of Sadao Against Vow. We've had a long journey of discussing different topics about violence against women, and they were all such learning-filled and mind-opening conversations. Well, this is another very interesting episode as we will discuss why we should all be feminists to end violence against women, but looking at it as Filipinos.
I am as excited as you are, Kla, because this topic might be very familiar to our MCIS students, especially those who were or are under Miss Tessa. Because our topic is actually inspired by Chimamanda Ngozi's TED Talk on We Should All Be Feminists. If you haven't watched or read that one yet, you can find it on YouTube. The video is called We Should All Be Feminists. Now, the title is not necessarily in line with Vow, but our discussion today will be talking about something that is also related to Vow, because we will be introducing the connection of feminism in helping to end violence against women. To jumpstart this conversation, what exactly does it mean to be feminist?
Ayan, so before we start, let's take a second to think of how do we define feminism?
Actually, I read about the meaning of feminism sa isang article by the International Women's Development Agency. And sabi dun na feminism is about respecting diverse women's experiences, identities, knowledge and strengths, and striving to empower all women to realize their full rights. So it's about leveling the playing field between genders and ensuring that diverse women and girls have the same opportunities in life available to boys and men.
That's true, and that's the general definition of what feminism is, for those of you who may not know yet. But just a brief history of feminism in the Philippines, according to Humanist Voices, modern feminist thought in the Philippines developed in the pre-Hispanic period alongside the revolutions and regimes that shaped the nation. Philippine feminism, in a nutshell, can be understood as a bifurcation of Western liberal feminist thought and the Philippine colonial experience. This is according to Arnado, 2011.
Well, in the 1980s, it was actually only the time where women in the global south saw themselves in the narrative of the women's movement.
Medyo late na rin pala, no? Pero how can we actually differentiate women's movement in the West and the Philippines?
Well, actually, the struggle of Filipinas is not about making new spaces or carving out spaces for women to occupy. But it is about taking back what once was theirs in the first place. That was just removed from them. Yung sad talaga is that yung women's movement natin, it still has to deal with the effects of white feminism, having been the dominant narrative for so long, diba?
Yes. Yeah, ipapaalala na rin natin na may onting difference yung Western concept of feminism sa Philippine narrative. Kaya dapat malaman muna natin yung kung ano yung nangyayari sa mga Filipino women before, diba?
Yeah. So, ano nga ba yung traditional Filipino culture?
I think I know that. Historians and anthropologists writing about pre-colonial Philippines all note that before the Spanish invasion, male and female offspring enjoyed relatively equal status, with both men and women having equal access to societal resources and inheritance rights. Children bore the mother's name. Lineage was traced both from the maternal and paternal lines, a practice that still manifests in the Filipino naming system. A child's middle name is their mother's maiden surname. Women could have move as freely as men, could acquire education, retain equal rights in marriage and divorce, were eligible to be leaders in both political and religious domains. And while there was a bias towards male in terms of inheritance and martial leadership, it was by no means a systematic bias against women. The notion of women as property, prominent in the Western feminist critics of history, only took root with the Spanish conquest.
Si grabe pala, kasi dati, yung Filipino, yung dati, before tayo makolonize, the idea, yung may equal talaga, di ba? Walang bias against men. Yung notion lang na yun, dumating after, like while we were being colonized na, and that changed our perspective. At saka to add to what Kiara said, the Babay lands were demonized and hunted down. The women of the barangay lost their prestige as indigenous rites and rituals were outlawed. Ancient symbols of worship were burned down, and even the practice of their medical knowledge led them to be tagged as mangkukulang. Monogamy and chastity culture further solidified the view of women as a display item, as fragile, delicate, and in need of utmost care. Like, grabe, diba?
Mm-hmm. And ito nga, diba, we've been hearing a lot about this nga din sa history classes natin. Diba, women in the Spanish era din were also taught to be an ideal woman, and dapat similar sila to Mary. So, docile and obedient, kaya sila yung nabibigyan ng domestic chores. While yung husband sila yung breadwinners. Since sabi nga nila na the home is the rightful place for women.
Like yung traditional gender roles na nag-emerge. Mm-hmm. Kasi they allotted specific traits or specific roles to women na didn't exist before.
Yes.
Diba? Grabe.
To this day, in the Philippines, men are seen as primary income earners, as well as holding household power. Meanwhile, women are seen as secondary income earners, whose primary role is to take care of the kids. This is not traditional culture at all, but as a result of a long-term colonizer-imposed ideology which relegated women to the household and severely limited their social and economic roles. To be a Filipina is to be free in these conditions, the shackles unseen but in place, and affecting the lives and livelihoods of Filipinas since the Spanish invasion all the way into the present.
Grabe, though parang it feels like mas progressive tayo before, kasi the ideals you are now wishing for already existed. So, ngayon, matagal pa rin bago talaga natin ma-encourage yung mga tao to advance gender equality. But in connection to this, mga babae lang ba pwede maging feminist?
Actually, well, if your question is, can anyone be feminist? My answer would definitely be a big yes. Kasi being a feminist simply means believing in equal rights or pushing for gender equality. And kasi this particular mindset is common among a lot of people. Let's just make it clear na being a feminist is not about hating men. It's not about hating men. It's not about being better than men, actually. It's not about eschewing femininity. A lot of feminists hail from various backgrounds and cultures too, all aiming to achieve equality and equity for all. Ayun lang naman talaga yung point of why you're calling yourself a feminist, to push for gender equality. Kasi nga, if there's no gender equality, then paano na yung rights ng ibang tao? Paano na yung welfare ng ibang tao?
And also, diba? Yung progress in yung society kasi may ganun silang mindset, diba?
Imagine dati pala, we were seen as equal. Wala, alam mo yung walang traditional gender roles, hindi mababa yung tingin sa babae. Mm-hmm. And then to think na just because we were colonized, that whole idea nawala, nag-vanish. Mm-hmm. Tapos napalitan, and nakikita pa rin natin yung traces nung mga ideas na nag-prevail nung na colonized tayo. And to this day, yung effects nito, nakikita pa rin natin siya to the present day.
Yeah. And being a feminist helps in violence against women because, as mentioned nga by Chimamanda Ngozi, a feminist is someone who is deeply moved by the pain and misery inflicted on both men and women and others by the culturally established ideas of masculinity and femininity. So with this behavior, mindset, and attitude, we can all actually know to ourselves na how we should act and what we should say, making equality and respect for all humans thrive in society.
Yes, and as feminists, we identify certain actions and behaviors as wrong for both genders. Of course, violence is one of these that feminists condemn. Violence against both genders. However, given the violence is mostly experienced by women, because of the traditional gender norms, roles, prejudice, and discrimination against them, feminism advocates against these unacceptable actions.
Also, women are usually at the receiving end of violence and discrimination. And I think the reason why we need to empower women to be feminist is because we want women to know that they're on equal footing with men. And also to add, we want them to know that they have rights that they can freely assert. And without addressing the root cause of violence against women, it would be more difficult to eradicate it.
I agree with what you said, because the root cause of violence against women is gender inequality or the unequal power between men and women. With this, the main goal of feminist-oriented work and advocacy is actually to establish equality between women and men. I can't stress that idea enough, that we're fighting for gender equality between sexes. So that yung discrimination, mawala na, it will end. So, kasi diba, why are women mostly the ones being beaten, mm-mm, violated, discriminated against, and even objectified? It is because there is still inequality and disrespect that men portray towards women. It is because there are still men who think highly of themselves and look down on women that they show this through violence. Alam mo yung to assert their masculinity or to assert their power, they use violence. Sobrang raming cases pa rin na nangyayari yon. And I think it's time that we call for a change. Na we don't tolerate or we don't normalize this idea of how you would show your power through violence. And besides, we're all equal. Equal ang men and women. So bakit mo kailangan mag-assert ng power over women when hindi ka naman, when no gender is superior and no gender is inferior, diba?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unfortunately, that is true, Kla. Some people kasi were made to believe that women are inferior as compared to men, diba?
Looking at it, like, from a Philippine context, tingnan muna natin yung family dynamics, diba? Mm-hmm. There is, like, this embedded mindset na yung mga babae sa bahay, yung mga tagagawa ng chores, tagaluto, tagalinis, pero hindi naman talaga dapat ganito, diba? Like, this not to put down all the hard work of housewives, because let's all admit, it's hard. It's definitely hard work, and it's very challenging. Nakakapagod yun, ah. Pero what we're trying to dismiss is the idea that people should be sticking to these traditional gender roles, na parang sisiment na yung idea na women should stay at home and men should work and be the breadwinners for families. Because definitely, at this time, this idea could change. Women now are, ang rami ng educated women who would prefer to work, similar to men. So give those people the same opportunity. Let them compete in the same playing fields. Diba?
And this is already assigned din sa bahay pa lang, diba? Hindi na equal yung treatment and rules because of their different genders. Minsan din, women tolerate this, so parang nanonormalize na siya sa household. Or like sa ibang houses, may power play, yung parang automatic na sa mga members ng household na yun, na yung father, siya yung head ng house. And sa cases na ganito, di ba, dito nagsisimula din yung domestic abuse because of how husbands think na they are more powerful than their wives. They think na they can easily dominate their wives. And they have this mindset na, paano ba yun? Parang siya lang yung nakaka-carry ng whole household. Na parang he believes na he is in charge talaga sa house.
True. Like yung bosses niya yung nag-iisang nagsasalita sa buong bahay. Like yung pag sinabi na, kapag yung sinabi ng nanay, it doesn't have that certain amount of credibility, unlike yung kapag sinabi ng tatay. Di ba may mga instances na ganun?
Yeah.
So, ayun talaga, like, it depends naman talaga on sa family, on how they raise their kids, or the environment that they grew up with. So, what's wrong is that if the environment promotes the idea na dahil babae siya, babae lang siya. Like, to contradict, let us remember, ano yung lagi natin nababasa dati. I think ang rami kong nabasa nito sa Facebook dati, sa feed ko. So, yung babae ka, hindi babae ka lang. So, don't let other people limit you. Diba? Huwag mo hayaan na mababa ang tingin sa'yo ng mga tao because of your gender. Kasi, ikaw yung gagawa ng mga capabilities and abilities mo. the hard work you put into it, ayun yung magpapakita ng mga kaya mo, hindi yung gender mo. Diba?
Yeah. Well said, Kla. So, this is what feminism advocates against. Pag feminist ka, you look at and focus on inequality in every aspect of life. At home, in school, at work, in public spaces, or in cyberspace. When men and women accept and know their rights as human beings, you know that they are in equal in all forms and respect one another's differences, then the end of vow will be much clearer.
Actually, ayun nga eh. Kaya nga tayo nagkakaroon ng idea na glass ceiling. Kasi sometimes, hindi pinopromote ang women kahit na perfectly capable naman sila. Kaya nga, di ba, common case din sa office na kahit super galing mo and it's obvious na ikaw yung perfect candidate for promotion. But then, ang kalaban mo, men, na parang less qualified in a sense. Parang sila,
yung hindi pa magagaling. Oo. Di ba?
Like, usually, yung mga first-timers pa lang na ikaw ang tagal-tagal mo na sa office tapos sa first-timers pa lang. Pero dahil men sila,
totoo.
Sila yung pinopromote instead of you. And also, there are a lot of cases pa na ganito, like some families, diba? You can see yung difference kung paano binibring up yung boys from girls. And sometimes, stricter sila with girls while more lenient sila sa boys. And also, sa schools, makikita din natin na parang yung gina-judge usually yung girls kasi expected na parang may fine manners dapat sila or bawal sila maging loud compared sa boys.
Yung meron, they should be feminine. You should act like a girl.
Tapos na yung spank, parang yun talaga yung pinapakita ng like ng school itself na parang pinopoint out talaga yun na dapat ganito mag-act yung girls. Tapos hindi nila masyadong pinapansin yung actions ng boys. Kasi dun talaga siya naka-focus sa girls. And parang, oftentimes, some would question din yung mga girls sa school na parang, if they're good at a certain sport or a subject, to them, na only boys can excel in. Like, kine-question nila yung capabilities nila. And also, mentioned by UNESCO, they usually face social and cultural barriers to obtaining leadership and management functions. And ito pa, add ko lang, kasi diba usually sa in public places or sa public areas, kapag may mga tao, like they see a woman wearing something na to them parang indecent siya. Like, let's say, shorts. Parang, kasi usually, pag shorts naman, yun naisip na indecent eh. Like, ang dami na nilang nabubuo na judgment sa minds nila. And they even judge na din yung physique ng woman na yun. Like, di ba, as simple as clothes, masyado nang nagagalit yung mga tao. Pero if it was a man, na dress na topless sa streets. Like, di ba, super common naman na madaming men.
Walang makakapagsalita, di ba? No one speaks out. Oy, bakit ka lumalabas sa bahay nung walang t-shirt? Wala namang gumaganyan sa kanila eh. Pero if like, ano, if like, naka-crop top ka, ang gabi ng nabubuo na thoughts na, bakit ganyan ka magsuot? Grabe naman, magpalit ka. May mga ganun, diba? Mag-jacket ka, hindi decent to tingnan.
Like, naka-jeans siya, tapos feeling mga tao fitted siya. Parang, ano ba yan? Diba, like, kine-question pa nila yung like, kung ano yung sinusot na isang woman. Pero, diba, free naman tayo to wear whatever we want eh.
Totoo! Yung ano, actually, yung sa ang gami mong sinabing examples, Alex, na feel ko na, oh my God, totoo nga yan. Like, yung sa glass ceiling na, ang gaming magagaling na women who are in the workforce pero they don't get promoted as much kasi there's this idea na men are more capable, mas kaya nila i-handle yung pagiging leader instead of women. Diba? Like, ayun palang barrier na yun. And then imagine yung mga bata. Diba po minsan, hindi ko kasi alam, parang may mga nainig akong parents sa ganito. Like, kapag binubuli yung isang girl ng isang guy. So, magsusumbong yung girl, sabihin nung parents, ah, kasi lalaki, hayaan mo, ganyan lang talaga sila.
Oh,
like, boys will be boys.
Nakakaisip yung word na yun. Ay, yung boys will be boys. So, ba yan?
May mga ganun kasi, like, narinig ko yung dati nung mga bata ako. Like, yung hayaan mo na lang kasi ganyan talaga mga lalaki.
Yeah.
Diba? So, parang, ang yami mong maririnig na parang unfavorable sometimes when it as a girl, as a woman. Kasi sometimes it becomes so unfair. Yung sinasabi mo na mas stricter sila sa girls. Kaya yung mga examples ni Alex, it all points out to a very important thing to remember that feminism is about learning and understanding the ways that inequality affects women and men. It is about knowing both women and men can dream, can achieve whatever they desire to achieve, and can be who they want to be. It is about promoting the idea that men and women, boys and girls, have the same rights and are equally important. Kasi I guess we forget sometimes na yung mga sinasabi ng ibang tao, kunwari sa mga boys na man up, it's like, parang ayun yung mga toxic masculinity things na they don't know affects the boys themselves. Like, di tuloy sa pwede umiyak, they hide their emotions, and it also affects them. So, being a feminist is pushing away all those traditional gender norms so that we can live a much, like, we can live on a much better and safer environment without any judgment and without any discrimination, diba?
Yes, Kla. Actually, in connection to that, I want to share a quote by Chimamanda Ngozi that says, "I think it's very important that a woman start out with the premise that she matters equally. I think that that's really important. And if you start out with that premise, then that decisions you make will fall into place. In a way, I say that because I think many societies condition women to think of themselves as just slightly below men. And then it makes it easier to justify many of those things women are deprived of. This is the focal point of this episode and the message that we want to bring to the listeners, to everyone."
Wow, I love that long quote. And it speaks a lot about knowing where to start and what ideals you want to see in society. Kasi kapag nalaman mo yun, if you realize na you want to see what you want to see in the world, then you can start taking action. If you see the injustices and see what must be changed that can be a catalyst for change. If we are not superior, but neither are we inferior. We are equal and we should start seeing ourselves that way. We should realize that our voices matter, we matter, and let that idea amplify.
So this, I guess, was a very interesting discussion about feminism. As we reach the end of the episode, I just want to emphasize that being a feminist is looking at the world through the eyes that are very alert to all gender inequality and gender injustices happening around, which is the foundation of ending all forms of violence against women. So that is it for today's episode. See you again next time for our last podcast to end the campaign.
Bye!
Bye!
Bye!